What exactly does it mean when someone says, this apparition is approved by the church? What are the levels of approval, and what is the level of condemnation or prohibition where the church says have nothing to do with this reported event? It's not of God. Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, professor of theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. We're talking about private revelation, and we want to now establish what are the levels of approval granted by the church and on what level. Well, once again, if a bishop sees that something is happening in his diocese that's worthy of an evaluation, he will establish a commission. And Rome will send criteria to examine, more detailed criteria than I gave in our last segment, but essentially the criteria of message, phenomena, and fruits. And then a commission, which is typically made up of a few theologians, sometimes a psychologist or psychiatrist, a medical doctor. It's up to the bishop who is on the commission that he establishes. It's also important to note that it is the Holy See, it is the Vatican, who states that it is the bishop who makes the first official decision of discernment of authenticity. I know of a bishop who went to the congregation, something was happening that he thought was positive in his diocese, and he went to the congregation for the doctrine of faith and said, will you take over this evaluation? And the congregation said, no, it's your jurisdiction. So it is church teaching and precedent that the local bishop makes the first statement, the first official discernment. Now, if there's a problem with his process, then the congregation for the doctrine of faith can enter into that. But typically, Rome respects the official judgment of the local bishop. I distinguish that, and you have to distinguish that from anything a bishop could say that is not official. And let's say, for example, Rome has seen that the local bishop is not doing a proper job of evaluation, and he gives it, for example, to Rome would give it to the Episcopal Conference as a whole. That's an option that Rome has used in the past. Well, if the bishop continues to speak negatively about this reported apparition, it's no longer official because the Vatican, the Holy See, has granted that proper role to the Episcopal Conference. But in general, the statement of the local bishop, the official statement, is the first act of discernment and one that must be respected. Now, after a commission does an evaluation of the history of the events, eyewitnesses, testimonies, examining the visionary, if the visionary is still alive, then the commission comes up with three potential conclusions. And remember, the commission is always strictly advisory. I want to say that again. The commission has no authority in itself. It's an advisory commission to the bishop. The bishop has the authority to make the first official pronouncement of authenticity or the lack thereof. So the commission comes up with one of three statements, typically, and then the bishop chooses, based on those, which he wants to make as a public declaration for the knowledge of the faithful. So three categories, and I'm going to give you the Latin because they're still used in the Latin, and quite frankly, there's been a lot of confusion with Category 2 and Category 3. So let's start with Category 1. Category 1 is the statement, constat de supernaturalitate. The decision of a local bishop to say, I grant a constat de supernaturalitate status, means he's saying, I believe and I establish in my authority as local bishop that this reported apparition consists of a supernatural origin. So constat de supernaturalitate is your green light. It's your positive declaration of authenticity. This happened, for example, on May 31st, 2002, with the Bishop of Amsterdam, Haarlem, regarding the apparitions of the Lady of All Nations, where he came out with a clear statement of constat de supernaturalitate. And again, Rome respects the right and the jurisdiction of the local bishop to make that discernment. In all of history, we'll talk a little bit about this at the end of our segment, but in all of history, there's never been a positive statement by the local bishop that has then been removed. Second category, and this is where it gets a little confusing, so we want to be careful here. Second category is non constat de supernaturalitate. What does that mean? That means the church, or the bishop in this case, does not confirm the supernatural character, nor does he deny it. Once again, middle category, non constate supernaturalitate means he does not confirm, but he does not deny it. And therefore, in this second category, the faithful are still free to pilgrimage to this apparition site, even though the church, the local bishop, isn't saying, I'm not saying with my authority it's authentic, but I'm not saying it's not authentic. This is sometimes called the Gamaliel category. Remember Gamaliel with the apostles, if it's of God, you can't stop it. If it's not of God, it'll filter away on its own. But don't do something, as Gamaliel is instructing the Sanhedrin, don't do something that could be against the Holy Spirit. So the middle category, an example of this presently, are the apparitions of Medjugorje, where the statement of the Zadar statement, it was indeed taken out of the hands of the local bishop and given to the, at that time, ex-Yugoslav Episcopal Conference. The Zadar statement of 1991 says, while we do not confirm the supernatural character, people can come and we will take care of their pastoral needs. That, in general, is a middle category, but it, typically, historically, middle categories, especially when they're saying, we'll take care of your pastoral needs, tends to lead into an eventual positive category. So, non constat de supernaturalitate is category two. Category three is constat de non supernaturalitate. This category three means that the local bishop is saying, this is not authentic. I'm saying with my authority as local bishop, is not from God, and therefore do not come, do not spread the messages, do not propagate anything about this. So this is kind of the kibosh category. This is the prohibition category. And notice how similar in Latin categories two and three are. Category two is non constate supernaturalitate. We don't confirm the supernatural character, but we don't deny. Category three is constat de non supernaturalitate. This is this is not of a supernatural character. So you can understand why, unfortunately, the press often gets these things confused. The press will read category two, non constat, and they'll say, well, you got a negative with non, that must be it's condemned. That's incorrect. So in these categories, there must be an obedience to the decision of the local bishop. The Vatican, the Holy See, the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith can come out sometime later by confirming the local bishop's decision, or sometimes that hasn't been done at all. It's just left with the local bishop because, again, the Vatican respects the decision of the local bishop when it's done officially. Now, what becomes interesting is, and let me say a brief comment about these three categories. As I mentioned earlier, in category one, constat de supernaturalitate, there's never been a case where in any major apparition where the Vatican has said, well, we disagree. The local bishop said yes, but we say no. And that's why when you have things like the approval of the apparitions of Amsterdam in May 31st, 2002 by the local bishop as constat de supernaturalitate, that's a powerful statement. It's a statement that should give people faith and realize that the church is speaking here. Secondly, that second category, non constat de supernaturalitate, oftentimes is a case of Knock, where you had years without an official approval, but people could come. That typically becomes a category one. That typically becomes approved over the years, although it's not necessarily always that case. Category three, the prohibition category. Once again, one must obey if a bishop has officially condemned a local apparition. But there is the possibility through petitioning Rome and petitioning a new bishop to reinvestigate. This has happened. For example, in the case of the Garibandal apparitions in 1961 to 65, the first statement was constat de non. Then a later bishop asked for a re-examination, and the people asked for a re-examination. You had people like Padre Pio sending people to Garibandal. And presently, people can go to Garibandal. It's not condemned, so it's kind of in a category two. Faustina was technically in a category three for a period of time where the bishop had said no, and now, of course, we know it's fully approved. So the key is obedience and then petitioning for reinvestigation if, in fact, one is called to do so. So we stay with the church on these things. Approval, openness on second category, and prohibition on third category, because ultimately it pleases Jesus when we obey the Vicar of Christ and the body of the church. This is Mark Miravalli. Thanks for being with us in Marycast. God bless you.